Hello. In many of the micro moves on this CD, I will be referring to your sitting bones or your sit bones, because it's really essential that we understand where our sitting bones are in order to sit really comfortably in a chair. Now, many of us just don't have any idea of where our sit bones are, and that's completely fine. So we're going to have a little bit of a look at that now before we get into the main tracks on the CD. So just start by coming forward to the front of your chair. Now, in all the lessons on this CD, I'll be asking you to come to the front of your chair. And what I mean by that is to have the whole of your thighs off the chair and just have your buttocks at the front of the chair. And this allows your pelvis to be much freer to move than if you were sitting at the back or in the middle of your chair. So come forward to the front of your chair and place the soles of your feet about shoulder width apart. And again, in all of the tracks, I'll be asking you to have your feet about shoulder width apart. And I'll also be asking you to place your feet underneath your knees. Now, what I mean by that is that your lower leg is vertical. So you don't have your feet far away from you. You don't have your feet close to your bottom. They're somewhere underneath your knees, whether you think of that as the middle of your foot under your knees or your heel or your toes, whatever you like, so long as the lower leg is basically vertical. And that's a nice stable position to sit in while we do these exercises. So you're sitting on the edge of your seat in this position and just start to notice, how is your body contacting the chair underneath you? Do you feel like your weight is spread out differently underneath your two buttocks? Does one buttock feel wider or heavier or flatter than the other? And now notice, do you have a sense of your sitting bones? These two bones that are in the middle of our buttocks. Just very gently roll your pelvis a little bit forwards and roll your pelvis a little bit backwards. Just a very small movement. And notice, do you have any feeling of anything in your sitting bones? Do you have an awareness of them moving or of where they are even? And it's okay if you don't, because we're going to discover that now. So pause and take your right hand and place it underneath your right buttock so that you're sitting on your hand and have your palm facing up. And now once again, very gently roll your pelvis forwards. You might feel your head moves forwards a little bit. And then roll your pelvis backwards. And you'll feel as you roll your pelvis that there's this round bone rolling over your hand. It's almost like a wheel. And many of you may never have even known this bone was there. And that's totally okay. Because in our culture, we tend to sit back, sort of slumped back on our sacrum. And we very rarely actually sit on our sitting bone. So take your right hand away. Let your buttock come back onto the chair and notice how it spreads out a bit differently now. And can you still feel that right sitting bone even though you've taken your hand away? And now take your left hand and place it under your left buttock with the palm facing up. And again, just do a very small, slow movement of rolling your pelvis forwards, rolling your pelvis backwards, and feel how again there's this round bone now in your left buttock that's just rolling over your hand like a wheel. And feel as you roll towards the front of that sit bone, and as you roll back, you come more onto the back of the sit bone. But of course, you can do this really, really, really small so that someone watching would hardly even see you moving, and yet you can still feel how the weight shifts, how this sit bone rolls a little bit, even though you're doing a very small movement. And now take your left hand out again and just let your buttocks settle back on the chair. And you just still somehow have an awareness of where your two sitting bones are, even though you don't have your hands there. Just once or twice roll your pelvis a little bit forwards, a little bit backwards. And notice, can you feel that movement of your sit bones rolling? And then leave it. And throughout this rest of this CD, you'll now have a bit more of a sense of where your sitting bones are, and you'll be able to pay attention to them in the movements. Because once we know where our sit bones are, we can start to actually sit on them, and then we find that our whole spine stacks up effortlessly one vertebrae above the other, and we need to do much less work with our back muscles to hold ourselves upright, and sitting becomes much, much easier.